Okay, so hi Penny, hi everyone, and yeah, I saw your questionnaire. I'm actually about to sleep, and I saw Penny's post, yeah, and I haven't read the questions yet, but I wanted to like talk before sleeping, so I'm attempting to answer this questionnaire. So yeah, okay, I'll start now. Okay, make sure you answer all questions, not just the easy ones. Okay, I'll try my best. So first, you come upon a bag full of unmarked, untraceable bills equaling to about $1 million. No one is around, no one sees you. What is your next move? Well, I'll probably leave it there. I mean, that's the first thought that came into my mind, and like I don't wanna get involved in anything, so I'll just leave it there and go on with my day. So yeah. Next, you get to recreate any scene from a book. Which do you pick and why? Which character will you play? My god, this is so hard. Like, it's hard to choose. But since like I'm tired, and the only thing that I can think of is yeah. Oh my god, this is so kind of cheesy, but okay, I'm gonna say it. So I know I can come up with something way cooler, but this is the only thing that keeps popping up on my mind. But again, there's this scene in Fangirl where Kat was reading something for Levi, and I thought it was like the sweetest thing ever. And yeah, I like that scene, and I wanna recreate that scene. Which do you pick and why? Why? Because yeah, I said why, because I liked it, and it's such a sweet, like, I don't know, my hopeless romantic self is cheering when I read that scene. So yeah, which character will you play? I mean, as much as I want to say I want to be Levi, I think I'm more of a cat. So yeah, next. There is a fire in a building. Inside is one of your siblings. If you are an only child, then it's your best friend. Do you save your one sibling or four strangers? Wait, I haven't read the next yet, but of course I will save my sibling. Would you rather forget? Yeah, okay, I thought that was part of the question. But yes, I mean, like, I know how wrong it can sound, but I will save my sibling because, like, for me, I don't. I know this sounds so bad, but honestly, I don't really care about those four strangers. And I know that if I don't save my sibling, I will end up getting mad at myself for the rest of my life. And yeah, and also, I mean, as much I don't really tell her how much I love her, but of course I love her. I like she's kind of like already my, I mean, our age gap isn't that much, but she's like my child, so yeah, I'll save her, my sibling. So yeah. Next, would you rather forget who you are or whom everyone else is? Why? Wait. Wait, now I'm confused. Would you rather forget who you are or whom everyone else is? So, if I forget who I am, I will remember who everyone else is. But wait, I really am so confused. My tired brain is confused. But I feel like I'd rather. Forget who I am, at least. I don't. Well, but that's not what I want, because obviously I wanna know who I am. I also don't wanna. Oof. But yeah, I guess I'm. Yeah, this is it. I'm choosing, like, I'd rather forget who I am because somehow I think, at least. In a way, it can be. I mean, I've always wanted like a fresh start for myself, so that can be like, a kind of twisted way for a fresh start, right? So, next question. You get to do a love, aka sexy scene from any movie starring any actor, actress of your choosing. Which movie and which actor act? Oh my god. This is so hard. You get to do a love scene from any movie starring any actor, actresses of. Well, of course, I wanna. I mean, well, I'm obsessed with Jake Gyllenhaal, and yeah, I really love and other drugs, so that's what I wanna do. But also, but I also want, like, McAvoy. And you know, there are others, but yeah, I guess I'm choosing Love and Other Drugs with Jake because yeah, he's my childhood crush and he is still my crush up to this day, so that's what I'm choosing. Wow. I'm running. Okay, what is something people always specifically ask you about? Height, accent, computer acumen, etc. Does it drive you up the wall? Why or why not? Well, definitely height. Or some, I mean, it depends, but most people, yeah, most people ask me about my height. And it, well, it doesn't really bother me that much. I mean, I don't feel like they're asking to make fun of me, but yeah, I don't really care. But another thing that people always ask me about, especially like older people, is do I have a boyfriend? And that's the one thing. I mean, not the one thing, of course, there are other things that they ask that drives me, but that's really like I get really annoyed when they ask me that. Like, okay, I don't know why the like yeah, I don't know where I'm heading with this one, but yeah, I don't like it when people ask me if I have a boyfriend. Like, oh yeah, okay. Next, would you rather be ridiculously good looking and rather dim, or ridiculously ugly and remarkably clever? Oh, shush. Well, I say ridiculously ugly and remarkably clever, 'cause like there are ways for me, like plastic surgery is a thing, right? And also, even if plastic surgery isn't an option, like I'd rather be clever than dim, because I don't, yeah. I know I have an explanation, but I'm too tired, and I know, yeah. Okay, I'm good. But, well, I mean, like, me personally, I get attracted more to clever people. Like, I've like people who aren't that really good looking, but they're very witty, and yeah, that's a thing for me. So that's why I'd rather be ugly and remarkably clever. So yeah. Next, if you were truly a robot, would you ever want to know? Nope, probably not. Because yeah. Like, sometimes I believe that ignorance is a bliss, so yeah, probably no. Yes, no. What is the most romantic way a person can woo you? Well, serenade me. Well, yeah, I'm a very hopeless romantic person, and like I have a thing for people singing for me. Like, that is one of my weakness. Like, really, even if they can't sing that well, but if they tried to serenade me, like, okay, I'm done. So yeah, that's the most romantic way a person can woo me. Next, would you accept a $30,000 a week job offer where you get paid to sit in a pitch black room and do nothing for 8 hours a day? Excuse me. No phone, no computer, no lunch break, And no, you can't sleep through your shift either. Well, I mean, I could, like, I feel like I could survive no phone, no computer, and no sleeping, but no lunch break. I don't think that's worth, or I mean, yeah, I don't think, even if like I want to, I don't think I can survive without lunch break. So yeah, that's a no for me. Hey, if Jurassic Park was real, would you visit it? Assuming this was one of those days where the odds of being eaten by a dinosaur due to them breaking out is fairly low. Of course, like it, I mean, it looks, dinosaurs are so cool. Like, if I can have the chance to see a real life dinosaur, then yes, I'll grab the opportunity too. Like, yeah, why wouldn't I? Even if there's, okay, I don't think if it's like there's like it's if there's danger, I don't think I still would, but it's still tempting, right? So next, if you could find out exactly what your life was going to be like in 10 years from now, would you want to know? Yeah, that's hard. I mean, well, the only thing I want to know if I'm still alive 10 years from now, and if I'm alive, am I happy? So I guess probably like I would want to know, yeah, if I'm happy 10 years from now, like, or okay, maybe just not even happy, like if I'm content with my life 10 years from now. So yeah, I guess, because yeah, probably, yeah, I mean, if I can, like, yeah, I guess I really want to know, because sometimes, most of the times, the future scares the fuck out of me. And I joke about it a lot of times, saying that I have no future, but it really is like something that I'm scared of. So if I can have like, if I can know what will happen to me 10 years from now, then I would wanna know, like, so I can at least prepare myself from what's about to happen, I guess, some or something like that. Next, if you could learn the answer to one of history's unsolved mysteries, which one would it be? Oh, well, I mean, like, I don't think this is like an unsolved mystery, but like, for me, it's 'cause, okay, so the Philippines national hero is Jose Rizal, and I have my doubts on his accomplishments in life, and f like, so it's not really an unsolved mystery, but like I want some like really like proofs that everything he claimed, or the historians claimed that he did, is real. So I guess that's the only, I mean, that's the only thing that I can think of right now. Oh, so yeah. If you had to lose one of your five senses, which one would it be? Well, oh, that is hard. Well, touch is a sense, right? I know it is, like, it is, right? So I guess that's what I'm choosing. And it's probably like, oh yeah, guess I love, not really love, but yeah, probably, yeah, touch. Yeah, that's it. Say something to a GWAB user that you've always wanted to, but don't say keep the mystery alive. Say something to a GWAB user that you've always wanted to. I need to think of someone first. Well, I guess this is so hard. Well, why is the last question the hardest for me? I can't choose of some. I can't choose one person, but I also don't wanna mention a lot of person. So, I guess. Hey, you're not that active here anymore, but I miss hearing your voice. So, I know you've like ventured somewhere else. And yeah, I hope you're having fun wherever you are right now. So yeah, I guess that's it. Okay. So it's pretty late and I really need to sleep. So, but I really had fun answering this. So, well, goodbye.